Multiple videos captured the arrest and ultimate death of George Floyd in Minneapolis in May, sparking nationwide outrage and igniting the Black Lives Matter movement. 19 days later, a convenience store clerk on her way to work was pulled over for speeding in Sedalia around 10 in the evening. About 4 minutes later, 25-year-old Hannah Pfizer was shot by a Pettis County Sheriff's deputy. With no body cameras, the only known video of Pfizer's death came from a nearby restaurant, showing her being shot 5 times and then a 7.5-minute lag before medical attention was given to her. This too prompted protest in Sedalia. Pettis County Presiding Commissioner David Dick told KMZU in June the commission didn't know of a hard drive malfunction that rendered the department's body cameras useless.
He has never requested them since I've been here. But at the same token, we didn't know they weren't functioning either. You know, he's the sheriff, and that's how those county offices work. We allocate them money that they request.
Commissioner Dick has been in office since 2015. The deputy told Highway Patrol investigators Pfizer was not compliant with his commands and bent forward twice in her vehicle, the second time claiming to have a gun. Investigators found no weapon. Special Prosecutor Stephen Sokoloff deemed the shooting justified under current Missouri law. However, he said the deadly incident might have been avoided with more experienced officer who was trained in de-escalation techniques. A longtime Sedalia resident and police sergeant found the incident unacceptable, as did many Pettis County voters in November. Brad Anders, 11-year veteran of the Lee Summit Police Department, with a Ph.D. in criminal justice, defeated four-term Sheriff Kevin Bond. Anders' campaign focused on Pfizer's fatal shooting.
I think that there is a serious lack of training, and that's evident in that video. The use of force and then also the way that they have handled the life-saving measures after a critical incident like that. I believe that could have happened long before that 7.5 minutes had elapsed.
To restore the public's trust, extensive training must occur, he says.
They haven't been provided the tools that they need to be successful and keep everyone safe. And we're going to implement scenario-based training, have our own in-house trainers, and we're going to utilize Sedalia PD and their training that they offer for free that the Pettis County Sheriff's Department has never participated in. They will get exponentially more training annually than they are required.
Conditions at the county jail also require change, he says.
We also have had several deaths in the jail in the last 12 months. That is a huge concern of mine, not only a loss of life, and I hate to think that a sentence to the Pettis County Jail winds up being a death sentence because of poor medical treatment. So that's something that we're going to have to address day one.
Pettis County Commission is allowing him to make revisions in his department's budget.
The commission's been very, very open and receptive to suggestions on, you know, bumping up our medical treatment for inmates, you know, handling that jail in a little bit more of a professional manner and humanitarian way than we have in the past.
New policies don't necessarily mean a change of staff.
I don't plan on getting rid of people. I am replacing the jail administrator, and I'm replacing our detective sergeant. Other than that, there will be some other personnel changes.
For the deputy who was involved in that incident, how will you manage someone who obviously in himself went through a traumatic situation?
It's such a touchy situation. I don't know where he is emotionally, whether he is fit for work, but that is something I'm going to have to handle day one. I wish him the best when it comes to his future. I don't know how that's going to pan out right now. We'll have to see. I hesitate to speak on any personnel matters when I'm not even in office as of yet.
Anders promises accountability and transparency, but he's also asking for the public's patience.
Allow us to review exactly what's happening at the Sheriff's Department, because, again, I don't know. I haven't been given access to that sort of thing. There's just a lot to do. From day one, I'm ready to get to it, so January 1st, I'll be in there.
Both deaths brought a spotlight to police deadly force. In Pettis County, it also brings change in the form of a new sheriff and body cameras for each deputy. Last month, Pettis County Commission purchased 23 body cameras for each deputy on duty at the cost of $55,000. The four Minneapolis officers involved in the death of George Floyd are scheduled to go on trial in late March. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.